The market doesn't joke around, so why would you? Get serious. Choose Tastytrade. Tastytrade gives you the tools you need to make smarter moves. Dig into data with advanced charting, track profit accurately with order chain trackers, see risk clearly with curve analysis, and trade with low-capped commissions, stocks, options, futures, and more. All on one platform. No wonder serious traders choose Tastytrade. Join the club, genius. Tasty Trading is a registered broker-dealer and member of FINRA and SIPC.
Shares of Reddit set to begin trading here at any moment. For today's Tech Check, Deirdre Bosa taking a closer look at the company's AI training and licensing potential. Dee.
Potential is the right word. And no surprise, AI, this was a big part of the pitch to investors in its S1 and on its roadshow over the last few weeks. But Reddit itself is not an AI company. It simply has the data that AI companies may want and may want to pay for. Its recent deal to license that data to Google is exciting to investors because it represents a new revenue stream for a company almost entirely reliant on advertising and competing with much bigger platforms. At $66 million, that deal amounts to about 6 or 7% of expected sales this year. A few more of those with, say, OpenAI, Anthropic, or any number of startups that are building large language models. And that could be a meaningful mix shift. Here is CEO and co-founder Steve Huffman this morning on The Opportunity.
You know, historically, we've looked at Reddit as our core business. And look, this is still our core business, community and conversation. But the value of our data is growing. In a world where more and more content on the internet is created by artificial intelligence, the premium on actual intelligence, which is what Reddit is, continues to grow.
But as we say so often, we are still very early, and it's not clear how much value this model data licensing really has. The Washington Post ranks the weight of websites in a Google data set. A quick search shows that the New York Times has a weighting of 100 million tokens versus just 8 million tokens for Reddit. Sam Altman, who has a foot in both worlds, a large stake in Reddit and CEO of OpenAI, he has played down the value of licensed data, saying that any one particular training source doesn't move the needle for them that much, referring to the New York Times lawsuit on the subject. And Altman's model, though, we should note, that is broad. It's consumer-facing ChatGPT. If the AI world does move towards specialized LLMs, which is already happening, there could be an opportunity for subreddits, like a Wall Street Bets, a very specific data that only Reddit has. It is full of non-traditional financial terminology, discussions that draw on trading sentiment versus fundamentals that could be useful for a finance-focused large language model that a bank or brokerage may find valuable. Guys, as you said, we're still awaiting that opening trade for Reddit. It will be interesting to see not just how it performs on its own, but versus yesterday's more pure play AI offering.
Which surged. We talked to the CEO of that company.
Yeah, Sarah has a big head start.
80%
yeah, for
higher.
Sure. Yeah.
Deirdre, thank you.
Okay, well, I guess then, Doug, I will ask you a question. What do you make of this Reddit pop? Of course, it's still early. It has to settle. But I mean, 50%, that's pretty good. It's not as good as yesterday's IPO, that Astera Labs 70% pop. Do you think that Reddit is more AI adjacent or kind of like an AI company as it's been trying to present itself throughout the roadshow and in the S1?
Deirdre, I think it tells us, number one, that the IPO window right now for tech, especially if you have a little bit of an AI story, is wide open. In terms of Reddit itself, I don't think that their AI story is as clear as Astera Labs' story. Mm-hmm. And the reason I say that is still the majority of Reddit's business and the majority I think of the future in terms of how the stock reacts will be dependent upon their ability to convince advertisers to spend more on the platform. In terms of AI, they have a great deal with Google. It's about a $60 million a year contract with Google for Google to use Reddit data to train its LLMs over 3 years. And I think that shows that there is certainly value of the data. The challenge that we have is there's not that many big buyers who are creating these foundation large language models who can come in and spend $60 million a year. And we just saw with Inflection sort of having some changes amongst their founders going to Microsoft, there may not be that many companies that actually survive that can afford to buy this expensive data.
It's a great point. And, you know, right now, Reddit gets most, nearly all of its revenue from that advertising model, and it competes with much, much bigger platforms. So that's why I think that licensing data, the fee that it got from Google, which was $66 million, that represent about 6 or 7% of its expected revenue this year. I just wonder, Doug, how sustainable is this, like a real business model for them? You have even Sam Altman himself trying to play down the use of that, saying that they draw from many different sources when he's talking about the New York Times lawsuit and them saying that OpenAI is drawing on their data without their permission. So how sustainable do you think it really is?
I do think it's sustainable in at least the near term. So as we have this AI arms race, we have these huge competitors, OpenAI, Google, Anthropic, building models that really compete directly against each other to get toward artificial general intelligence. I think the Reddit data is important for that because they are in some ways, you know, these communities, 100,000 active communities, sort of like expert networks on some very niche and useful topics. But I think over the longer run, as these models do get more toward artificial general intelligence, there's probably a cap to the value of that data from Reddit.
So let me ask you, Doug, how important is profitability and how soon for Reddit? In other words, this is a company that has nice revenues, but no profits so far.
Profits are tough in social media for all of the companies that really don't have scale like Meta. Social and advertising in general online is really a scale game. If you have the scale of a Meta and Instagram, you can drive incredible profitability. You look at a company like Snap, who is kind of in that second tier, I would argue, with a Reddit, with a Pinterest, and you see that the profitability dynamics are a little bit different. I think that's going to be one of the key stories in terms of Reddit over the next couple of years, Tyler, is can they get to profitability? They spent more than 50% of revenue on R&D last year. That is partly because they're still sort of subscale relative to some of these other platforms. They can find some good leverage in their model and continue to get those ad dollars to come onto their platform. I think that could help the story a lot for them.
Meanwhile, Deirdre, we learned that in a prospectus for this IPO that Reddit said that the FTC is investigating its data licensing practices. How much of a hurdle is that?
We don't know very many details about that, but it just does raise this tricky issue of how do you actually value that data in this age of AI? How much is it worth? The Washington Post did this really interesting analysis. They got a hold of a Google data set where it showed the weightings of different websites. And you look at a New York Times, and it had something called 100 million tokens versus 8 million for Reddit. So when you look through these different sources for these large language models, there's also going to be discrepancy between them. And then you layer on regulators' concerns. Do the companies have the right to even sell this data? It just kind of tells us that we're early and it's not exactly clear how it's going to be valued and how they're even going to be able to get money.
But does
out
that
of it.
Mean that the Redditors are not using the diversity of language that the New York Times writers are?
The quality, it's a good point. We haven't even talked about the quality of that data. You know, we heard from Steve Huffman earlier today, and I was laughing when David Faber was talking about NSFW, not safe for work, as a term that he had only just heard of. But that is what a lot of Reddit revolves on. And you have to wonder, is that the data that people are going to want to, or data scientists are going to want to pay for versus sort of the prestige journalism of the New York Times? I don't know. I'm not making a statement either way.
David needs to get out more. All right. Thanks very much, Deirdre Bosa. Thank you very much. And Doug Clinton, we thank you as well.
Go spread the word. When you get a fresh, hot McCrispy from McDonald's and you can feel the heat coming through the bag, don't try to wait till you get home. Always respect hot chicken. The McCrispy, only at McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.